Today on Real Radio.
The Bible says, Jesus said this, to those who say, I think he's delaying his return. Jesus says that kind of person will begin to get loose and sloppy in their walk with God. They think like this, you know what, I don't think he's coming back yet. So you know what happens? By natural human thinking, you start getting sloppy in your walk. I don't need to go to church so much. I don't need to pray so much. I don't need to read my Bible so much. It's going to be a while. And Jesus says, watch out for that guy.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On this week's editions of Real Radio, our teacher delivers a series of special presentations in commemoration of Passion Week. The first coming of Messiah to his people is sometimes referred to as the down payment or the deposit of his redemptive work. In other words, it is the guarantee of the completion of that work. And of course, this is one of the great hopes of the believer. Is Jesus coming soon? That's the question that serves as the title of this presentation. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Secondly, watching requires an understanding of the times of which you and I live in. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. How many of you are news gurus? Raise your hands. There's just so much bad news going on. These guys are going to nuke those guys. These guys are going to terrorize those guys. And this place just got a big earthquake. And this lunatic over there is going to destroy Israel and America at the same time. And this, oh my goodness. Oh, hey, listen. Understand the times. Understand this. God is in heaven. The earth is his footstool. And as Christians today, we need to keep or stay focused on him. In that crowd, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. And that multitude that the scriptures refer to speak about those who had been gathered together. They're the ones that laid down the palm branches. They've laid down their clothing as a greeting to the Messiah. And by the time they come into Jerusalem, there's the general population saying, who is this? Well, they understood from scriptures. They said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth from Galilee. Understanding the times. Church, like never before, these are amazing days. You and I should be understanding the times. Don't you think it's kind of strange? Anybody think about this right now? Don't you think it's kind of strange that our economic dilemma started with bad loans? Okay, bad loans. But how is it that's infected the entire globe? Something big's going on. I look around the world and I see Caltech's reporting in the last 10 weeks, big earthquakes all around the world like never before. What's going on? Wow, don't panic. Keep your eyes on Christ. Understand the times. Also this, watching requires a desire to see the Lord. Remember that little kid, Isaac? We're in heaven. How cute is that? To his little five-year-old brain, that's how you go to heaven. You get in an airplane. You ever pull up to an airport? It's kind of weird anyway. Not a very good greeting. You pull up to the airport in your car and it says terminal. That's not very welcoming. And then to a little kid, you know, they put like grandma on the plane and they never see grandma again. Where's grandma? We're sending her off. And the building says terminal. But this little guy, he's young. He doesn't know that stuff. Everything was spectacular. A desire. He didn't yell from his seat, ah, we're going to die. Why? I see clouds. We must be in heaven. Christians are like that sometimes. We so love our little things. We can't wait to get to heaven someday when we need it. Come on. It's nice to know that heaven's back there somewhere as a final destination. But right now, I'm having a great time. No, he said when he saw the clouds, we must be in heaven. Jesus said that we need to become like kids again, huh? Before we inherit the kingdom of heaven. A desire to see the Lord. Are you watching the environment? I don't mean the environment as the temperature, the environment, the atmosphere of our lives and where we live and what's going on. And is it not creating in you an expectation of, Lord, come quickly? Oh, I hope so. Please, person, Christian, atheist, believer, non-believer, you name it. Who are you? What are you? Just listen right now. Are you excited about even watching for his return? The scripture says that for those who are watching for him, he shall appear unto them. Apart from sin, by the way. The word says, apart from sin, unto salvation. Which means those, this is a wild verse, I believe. Quote, go check me out. I think it's Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. Where it announces that those whose sins have been dealt with is in the past. And because, are you listening? Because that's true, you can't wait to see the Lord return. That's critical. Because if you do not understand that your sins have been washed away in Christ at the cross, and that you have been completely sanctified by the power of God who raised Jesus from the dead, you're still worrying about some stuff in the closet back there, or you're living a life that is very legalistic. You're trying to work your way to heaven. You've got all of this baggage, and you don't have the peace of God. But if you understand what Jesus has done for you, and you're trusting him, then you can't wait for the Lord to come back. You say, well, Jack, what do I do about this? Does that mean I don't buy any food tomorrow? Do I just sit around and wait? No, you go buy food. You live as though you're going to be here 100 years, and all the while you're living here, you're looking up constantly, and you're thinking ahead. You're occupying till he comes, says the Bible. But you're ready now. I had somebody ask me this week. I was on the East Coast, and somebody asked me this week. They said, you believe Jesus could come back at any moment, right? And I said, of course I do. That's what the Bible teaches. Absolutely, I do. Well, why do you? I heard you guys are very involved in this, that, and the other thing. Why do you guys do that? And I said, because I believe Jesus could come back at any minute. I go, that's why we feed the homeless. That's why we're making plans to expand our East Wing for the children's ministry. That's why we have mission trips. That's why we're planning this and planning. The guy goes, I don't understand what you're doing. I said, listen, Jesus said we must do the works of God now while it's daylight because nighttime is coming when nobody can work. Think of that. See, people want us to think, well, if Jesus is going to come back, that's cool. I'm not going to get a job. I'm just going to sit around and wait. Get a job. I'm waiting for Jesus. Doesn't that sound spiritual? I'm waiting for Jesus to come. Throw the bum out. Get a job. Wait for Jesus to come at your job. Why do we evangelize? Because Jesus could come back today. A desire to see the Lord. Number two, is Jesus coming soon? Well, that's what the Bible says. Book of Revelation says so. And I'm going to say yes, so be waiting. Watching and waiting. You can't watch and wait independently. You got to, if you're watching, you're waiting. Are you watching for the bus to come? Well, guess what? While you're watching, exactly, you're waiting. You can't watch without waiting. You can't separate the two. And so if you're waiting, it's going to matter. Look at verse 10 of Matthew 21. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? By the way, that term, you say, Jack, wouldn't they have all known if he was famous? Wouldn't they have known? Actually, no, because 1 million or 2 million pilgrims had come to Jerusalem for Passover. They had not been exposed to the ministry of Jesus. They'd come from all corners of the earth during Passover. And so the multitude answered their question. This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. The very name Jesus means salvation. This is salvation. Well, Psalm 130, verse 3, mark it down. Psalm 130, verse 3 says, if you, Lord, should mark or tally, store up iniquity, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you. Can somebody say amen? Yeah. Yeah. That you may be feared or revered. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. Have you ever had a long night? Have you noticed everything at night's worse when things aren't right? A cricket sounds like a bull at night. If you're not feeling good during the daytime, when do you feel worse? And when you're sick at night, how long does that night seem to last? You ever been in the hospital? That 1 or 2 day stay in the hospital seems like 1 or 2 months. When you're healthy, you don't care about this stuff. My soul waits through the night. My soul waits like those who long for the morning. Oh man, when it's morning, things just seem better. It seems like there's hope. No matter how sick you are, no matter where you're at, when you see the sky starting to turn orangey, pinky, peach, it's like, yes, the morning's coming. Are you renewed in the morning? Have you ever driven all night? Man, that's the worst. Just think, church, any moment. And now the temptation is, well, pastor, everyone says, you know, the Bible says it. Watch out. You guys, listen, this is a growing trend because the Bible says it's going to be a growing trend. This is fantastic. People say, listen, are you listening? People say, oh, I used to believe Jesus could come back at any moment, but that was 30 years ago. I'm not kidding. I don't understand that kind of thinking. I used to believe it, but it's 30 years have gone by. My grandmother said Jesus was going to come back in her day. Yes, and trust me, her grandmother told her. And her grandma's grandma told her. You wait and you watch. The Bible says, Jesus said this, to those who say, I think he's delaying his return. Jesus says that kind of person will begin to get loose and sloppy in their walk with God. They think like this, you know what, I don't think he's coming back yet. So you know what happens? By natural human thinking, you start getting sloppy in your walk. I don't need to go to church so much. I don't need to pray so much. I don't need to read my Bible so much. It's going to be a while. And Jesus says, watch out for that guy, because he will begin to get slack, lazy, complacent, and he will even begin to drink with his fellows. And he will get sloppy, and he'll say things like this, where is the promise of his coming? For since creation, people have been talking about his return. Jesus said, I will come back when that guy's not watching and waiting for me, and I will cut him off with a portion of the non-believers. Wow. Serious stuff, huh? Expectation. And then endurance. If you are waiting for him, that's going to cause endurance among us. Now, this is going to be fun. Endurance. See, I don't like that word. I understand, but it's vital. It's a great word. You know why we don't like it? Because it hurts. Endurance. You're going to have to endure it. What? Well, listen, if you're waiting for something very, very wonderful to come, you ever order something online? Oh, man. How many days? 3 days. Gotta wait 3 days. You know, in your head, you're thinking, hey, did something come for you today? You know how you do that? Did the package come for me today? No. Right? What do you do? You are waiting, watching, okay? At the same time, you're enduring. The promise has been given. It's en route. You haven't gotten it yet, but you know it's coming. There's a great sense of excitement, expectation, but you got to endure the waiting. Too many people today are giving up on the return of Jesus, and they're cashing in on Christianity. Number one, the Bible said that would happen in the last days. Number two, don't let that happen to you. Very serious. Number three, is Jesus coming soon? Yes. So be worshiping. Okay, here we go. In verse 9, it says, then the multitude went before him, and those who followed after him cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna, save us, save us, save now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. 1,000-year-old prophecy in that day, 3,000-year-old prophecy today. 1,000 years before Jesus was born, David prophesied that there will come a time when the Lord will come to Jerusalem and people will shout, Hosanna. You might say today as a skeptic, well, the people read that psalm and they went and they lived it out. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, read the entire scripture and find out how that was not true. The very ones who received him with those accolades, this week in history will turn their back on him. And a great part of them will say, "Crucify him," by the end of the week. In Psalm 118, verse 23, Psalm 118, 23, the Bible says, "This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad." That's worship. Verse 25, "Save now. Hosanna, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord." A messianic psalm being fulfilled on this Palm Sunday in history. Worshipful. Three things again. Get ready to write them down. Number one, worshiping is my acknowledgement to him. Okay, listen. Worshiping is my acknowledgement to him. From me, I am to him, acknowledging him. I worship him. I'm going to ask you to do something in a second. Wake your neighbor up. This is very important. Raise your hand if you know it's true. How many of you in this room this morning are Christians? Raise your hand. Okay, put your hands down. If we're Christians today, the world should know that we acknowledge him in our life. Where? I don't know. Where do you go? Thirdly, worshiping is my agreement with him. It's my agreement with him that I need him. To worship the Lord is to say, "Lord, I bow my knee because you are supreme. I bow my knee because you are God. I bow my knee because I need you." You can bow the knee today and say, "I want Jesus Christ in my life. I want to start my life over again. I want to right now agree with God that I'm the sinner. He's the Savior." But the Bible also says that he takes sinners and he declares us saints. Listen, not some denominational headquarters, not some Vatican, not some temple. The Bible says to the saints who are at Rome, to the saints who are at Colossae, to the saints that are at Ephesus, to the saints that are in Jerusalem. Isn't it amazing? Saints. What's a saint? God says, "This is a saint. The sinner who puts their trust in me, I declare them righteous," and he justifies us. The word justify simply means it's as though we had never sinned in the records or the annals of God. Number four, we'll end with this. Is Jesus coming soon? Yep, so be walking like it. Be walking like it. You see, well, Jack, I'd love to. Well, this is good news for you then. Look at verse 14. "Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them." Isn't that a simple verse? We would have just run right over it if we didn't slow down here and look at that. The blind came and the lame. Wow. Wouldn't you have loved to have seen this? Oh, man, look at all these blind people. What's going on? And they're going like this. "Excuse me, can you point me in the direction where Jesus is?" "Yeah, he's over there in the sewer of the temple. Thank you." And they go. All the lame guys coming. "Excuse me, do you know where Jesus went?" "He went over there to the temple." "What's going on, you guys? All these blind people and lame people are following him." You know what? The blind people can see better in this story than the people with eyeballs. I read in one of those magazines that's in front of the airplane seat. Amazing story yesterday. There's some restaurant in L.A. and in New York is making all kinds of money. You go there. You have to make reservations because they're super booked. You go there and you sit down. Everybody gets seated at a certain time. And they turn off all the lights. Pitch black. And then they come out and they bring the food to you. And you eat in the pitch black dark. It started in Europe in 1999. It started at a church. A pastor thought God had told him. The your church body, they don't know what it's like to be handicapped. So take this message that you've been teaching about blind people and blind your church, bring them in. The church in Germany paid for the food, told the church, hey, come on, we're getting free food, come on. They all came. The pastor shut the windows, shut the doors, turned off the lights. And he said, now listen, we're going to eat. And they got food all over them. They spilled all over themselves. But you know what they found out? Listen, everybody. You know what they found out? They concluded the food tastes much better in the darkness than it did with the lights on. And they concluded that psychologically, when it's dark and you're eating the food, it causes the taste buds to be more focused on what you're tasting because you're not distracted. Plus, how cool is that? You don't have to dress up. You don't have to brush your teeth or go and nothing. You just go there. Black. And he used that as a message. And people picked up on it and they started restaurants because the food tastes better. Think about that. The blind people came. He touches the heart and changes the life of those who'll come. In Psalm 107, verse 19, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. How many of us need that? He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. In three ways. Walking in the power of his word. Mark it down. Walking in the power of his word. Walking in the light of his fellowship. And walking in the joy of his love. Go ahead and leave those up on the screen for a second. Walking in the power of his word. It's what we've been doing this morning. That this word literally becomes the source, foundation, the place where we all go to in our daily life. In the light of his fellowship. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with not only with one another, but with him. And the blood of Jesus Christ, the word in Greek, is continually cleanses us of our day-to-day sin that we stumble across in life. And then thirdly, right there, in the joy of his love. The world is coming unhinged. These are prophetic, the Bible says, last days. As Christians, I pray this morning that as you leave this building in a matter of minutes, that you will have an understanding that as you guys go out, imagine this, you have bright, bright orange or green rescue vest on. And you're going to be deployed to this community or beyond in a minute. Take to them what you know, and that is Jesus is coming soon.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio, answering the question, is Jesus coming soon? It's an examination of what Scripture says on the return of Israel's Messiah and part of our week-long series called Only Jesus. And we'll hear more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, of course, due to time limitations, we're able to bring to you just portions of this four-part series called Only Jesus, but it is available on DVD through Real Radio. Our offer is simple. For your tax-deductible contribution of any amount to the ongoing work of Real Radio, we'll send to you Pastor Jack's four-part DVD series, Only Jesus. Call, click, or write in order to do so. Ask for it by name if you call or visit us online. Only Jesus. Our toll-free telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, you can pay us a visit at our new realradioactive.org. Realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.